Kelly Joe Monahan Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Kelly Joe Monahan, your host for Biscuits and Tea Mystic. And welcome, everybody. And I wanted to talk about the art of listening and mindfulness. When you listen to someone, they don't really want you to tell them what you think. They just want someone there to listen. So when you do that, just listen and don't say anything. And there isn't really anything to say. Really make eye contact and tell them that you understand and be compassionate and not judgmental. So that's the art of listening. And it'll comfort people a lot better. Also, the art of mindfulness. When you're mindful, be mindful of how your body is and what's going on with your body. And be mindful of when you eat. Taste every morsel. Smell it. Taste it. And enjoy your food instead of sitting there mindlessly munching down. So, and when you feel something, listen to your body. It's telling you something because you live in there. So be present in your body as you go along. And be present of your surroundings. Instead of mindlessly going through things, pay attention to the breeze. Look up at the stars. Look up at the moon. You know, pay attention to what's going on around you. Notice your neighbors. Smile. Say hello. So, I'll take the first caller, and hello, caller 805.
Hello. Just a minute. Hello, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question?
I wanted to know, I'd like to be in a relationship and wanted to know if that was coming in for me soon.
You have to be open to it and not be so, don't get rid of your list. Yes, you will meet somebody. I see someone that's about 6 foot, dark hair. He has a square jawline. And it'll be through a friend of a friend. So if you get set up on a blind date, go.
Yeah. You see it going into something serious?
Well, that's what dating's for. You get to know the person.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, but, you know, don't have any preconceived notions because you don't put the cart before the horse. Do it slowly.
Yeah. It is a process. Yeah, that's true.
But okay. I see a person that you can talk and laugh. You'll be friends first. And I see talking and I see staying up late and just talking and visiting and really, really enjoying each other's company because you haven't had that in a long time.
No. I haven't been in a relationship for like 7 years.
Well,
that's
a long time. You've been too busy.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm kind of particular, too. I mean, I just won't go with anyone.
But you're bypassing a lot of nice folk.
Oh,
me in particular.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm 60, and a lot of the guys I meet are like 80. It's just too old for me. You know,
well, that doesn't mean that you got a date an 80-year-old.
Yeah. My town just doesn't have that many men. It really doesn't.
Well, go to the next town, you know. And then also I've heard that our time dating site's pretty good. I've heard people have good results with that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm
not
counting
you right now.
I can't promise nothing. It's just I've heard people have good luck with that. And also, what's that other one? eHarmony?
Yeah, I've heard people get married on that one.
Yeah, so. Do you have any other question?
Yes, I'd like to know. I'm looking for part-time work, taking care of the elderly. And I'm on a website.
Well, I see you getting an older lady that just needs help going in the going shopping and maybe going to the drugstore, and she's not all, she's actually fun. Her brain works fine. She just can't drive anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be perfect for me.
You know, and I see you becoming friendly with her, and I see you playing rummy with her.
Oh, I like to play rummy.
Yeah, I see rummy.
I hope
that I've helped you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, too. My stomach's been bloated a lot, and I'm taking
I'm not a doctor, hon.
But it feels like
food allergies.
Yeah, food allergies. It's probably what it is.
So you have to go back on your old diet that you used to do when you were, like, in your 40s, remember?
Yes.
Well, go back on that diet that you did in your 40s. You'll feel a lot better. Thank you.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a nice day now.
You too. Hello, 111.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello. What's your question?
I am considering buying a particular 4-year-old BMW 3 Series car. It is a bit expensive, although it's old. I wanted to ask if you see any problems with the car mechanically or electrically.
You're going to have to check the gaskets. You know, the seals and gaskets. Have the mechanic check that.
The gaskets, okay. Do you think that
I'm not a mechanic. I'm just picking that up. Where are you calling from, hon?
I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay. But yeah, check the gaskets. It's there. You know, there's gaskets in the engine. So that's what they're telling me. Otherwise, it has the pistons are good. It looks like it has good. Everything else looks okay to me.
So do you think the gasket could have a problem?
That's what I'm getting. I'm not a mechanic. I'm just picking up psychically.
Right. And price-wise, is it the right price?
It's a fair price for the car.
Okay.
They're telling me that.
Okay. And for long-term affordability-wise, with respect to my lifestyle, is it... You're all right in terms of insurance and keeping up with the annual maintenance and servicing?
Oh, you'll be able to do that, no problem.
Okay. You'll
be able to afford it. You change the oil and do all that.
Okay. And do you see me, do you see this car being there for a couple of weeks if I don't go immediately, like tomorrow, day after? Will it still be there for a couple of weeks?
No, you need to jump on it.
Okay.
Because he has other people looking at it. There's like 3 other people.
Okay, will it be there until this Saturday?
If you don't hurry up on it, no.
Right, okay.
Because there's a whole bunch of other people. Cash is king, you know.
Right, okay. So overall, it will be a good buy, you think?
Yes, I told you that. It's good for the money.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You know, I can't tell you what to do. You have to, but I would bring your mechanic friend with you.
Okay, sure. Do that. And last question, do you see a relationship coming into my life?
Well, you have somebody you have your eyeball on anyway. Yes.
But I'm still waiting for her to get back to me. I'm waiting for her to be ready. So do you think she'll
come back to me?
Okay. And will it lead to a relationship as well?
I see you dating this girl, but I the next one I think will be better fit for you.
Right. If I wanted, I could I could go on with this girl if I wanted to marry.
Yes, you always have free will.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your,
have a good
reading.
Evening.
Thank you. And you. Thank you.
Hello, 631909.
Hi.
How are you? What's your question?
Well, the question I would like to know, you could read me, you could read me a card, or you could tell me something about me.
You have to ask one question, hon. This is a snippet. You can call me
okay,
for a private reading later.
Okay. A question is, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to move out of the house. I'm staying.
Oh, yeah. You're going to move within the next 6 months.
In 6 months?
Yep. There's a six. It's either 6 weeks, 6 days, 6 months.
I'm going to move out of the house?
Yep. There's a move within six.
In 6 months?
Yeah.
What about I'm going to stay there?
There's a move for you.
A good idea to stay there or no?
You have a move coming up for you.
It's coming up?
Yep.
In 6 months?
Yep. You have a move.
Who's going to make me move? The mortgage?
Well, you're having troubles. And it's for betterment for you. If you can fix it, have you tried to fix it?
I tried, but the sooner I try, I go down again.
But there's a move for you in 6 months, sweetie.
It is?
And you are going to be all right.
Yeah. Okay, I have a friend of mine, and she would like to talk to you. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi. What's
your
question?
I just was asking real quick, when do you see my son moving in, back in with me?
There's a delay around that.
Well, I mean, there's nothing in the works. I'm just saying, when do you see him moving in?
There's a delay around that. I don't know if he's going to or not. There's a big delay.
Oh, like you don't see next year or something?
I don't really, I see a delay around it. I think he'll do something else, hon.
Like what?
He's going to be on his own and do other things.
Well, he can. He's only 14. He used to live with me, now he's with his dad. I wanted him to move back with me.
But he's not going to.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
Sorry. All right. Have a good night. Okay, 216. Hello, 216.
Hello?
What's your
Hello, can you hear
question?
Me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you this evening? Thanks for taking my
good.
Call.
How
first
are you
of
doing?
All, thank you. Good. Question, can you look in employment for me? See if I'm going to be walking through the window
you
soon.
You did an application. It was like the third application you put in. You should get a phone call from them within the next 3 days.
Oh.
Do you do
okay,
office
do you,
admin?
Yeah, I do.
Because I see
and
you get an office
I work with a lot of numbers. You got
yeah,
it.
I see you doing that in office administration, and you're going to be logging stuff into the computer. And... yeah, it's office administration. So you
so
probably
you
should get a call within the next 3 days. It was the third application you stuck out there.
Do you? Okay, so you do feel I'll be working the next few, by let's say October, November?
You'll probably have a job within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my. Then this must be a temp job because they never go full time. Okay, that whatever because I've been sending. Oh, I've been looking for a year.
You're finally
I'm
gonna
so
get a
out.
Hit because you've been languishing.
There's one. I know. I've been contracting for. You know, I gotta say though, I appreciate it because I've been making decent. Like at least make my bills the whole time. You know what I'm saying? It's been tight,
right.
But
well,
that's
okay. Right. Well, that's a blessing in itself.
I know. My question to you is, there was a job I wanted so bad. She said they were considering me for second interviews, and I never heard
but
from them.
But they hired somebody else within company.
I knew it. You're right. I knew it because it was a huge bank, and that's what they usually do. They interview outside and inside. Why even waste their time? You know what I'm saying?
I know. Really?
That's you know what? My intuition, I knew that's what happened.
Well, your spidey senses are always right. Everybody needs to listen to their spidey senses.
Is this going to be a decent job?
Yes, and it will lead into full-time.
Okay, or permanent, you mean, because I always work full-time.
Yeah, full-time.
You mean permanent.
Yeah.
So they and there's one other one. Her name was Alicia. This is a college. No dice on that one either.
I'm sorry. It's flatter than a pancake.
I know. I know.
It didn't even sail. It just went. So no,
you're so
that's not
funny.
It.
I know. Oh God. Anything else?
You're gonna be invited on a trip with a girlfriend. So, girl trip, road trip.
I need it. Yeah.
And you're
going to
start having the F word. Fun.
I know. I haven't done it all year. Would you stop? I know that. Yeah, it's probably one of my, I have two really good friends. But you do think my life is going to start getting back on track, right?
Yes, ma'am. This year, the end of this year, and then the next year is going to be great for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You can get your other callers, okay? Have a nice evening.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye. If anybody wants to contact me privately, my phone number is 561-333-5367. And you can get me at my website also, kellyjoepsychic.com. Next caller, 447. Hi. It's not doing anything. Hello, 447. Hello. Are you there? Hello. Okay. 617. Hello, 617. Hello, 617. Hello. Are you there? Okay. 360, next caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your question?
I'm wondering if my son, Mark, will ever speak to me again and when.
Oh, he's totally PO'd at you, Mummy. You guys had a major falling out. You guys were, that was a major row, wasn't it? Ooh.
Well, no, he just never came back. I mean,
in his mind, it was a major, ooh.
Yeah.
It's gonna take a while, you know, so just be patient. He will come back, but it's in his time, not your time, Mummy.
Okay.
And children have a wonderful way of making people get closer to their parents. So when he has a child, he'll come back.
He has 3-year-old twin boys right now.
Okay. Well, he'll come back.
Okay.
It looks like maybe another whole year, but he will come back.
Oh, good.
You know, I'll let you know. I'm not God or anything, but, you know. I see it within a year. Something will happen so he realizes.
Oh,
you only get one mommy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we'll never have another one.
Right.
You know. And then pray about it. If you pray, you know, I'm not getting all religious on you, but if you pray, pray about it, hon.
Yes. Yeah. I have been, yeah.
I know you have like a broken heart over that. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Do you have another question?
Well, I was wondering how he's doing. He went through a divorce last year.
Well, he's still licking his wounds. He takes forever to get over something. You know that, Mom.
Like, how, can you see how the grandkids are?
Oh, they're great. He's a great dad.
Yeah.
He's a fabulous father.
Yeah.
He loves them kids.
Yeah.
You know, he just thinks they're the bomb. You know, he lives for them.
What about the mother? How is she?
She's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to like her. He loves her. Always remember that. A daughter is a daughter all the time, but a son leaves off with his wife.
Well, they
don't ever
they
talk
had gotten,
about the wife. They'll divorce you before they divorce them.
Well, they got divorced, him and his wife. So
I know, but that doesn't make her a bad mom.
Right, exactly. So
you know,
I was wondering how she was doing. Is she doing okay considering all that?
Yeah, she's healing too. She's licking her wounds. They're both licking their wounds. They're showing me wolves in caves, and she's licking hers and he's licking his.
Might they be able to reconcile?
No. No.
Oh.
They'll be tolerant of each other for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I see them splitting off. There's like a Y in the road, and they'll each be with different people, but the kids will still be their kids. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I hope that I was helpful to you.
Yes, you were. Thank you very much.
And I hope you have a wonderful evening and, you know, blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings to you, too.
All right.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, 111. It's spinning. Hello, 111. Are you there? Hello, 216. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello? Nope. Hello, 704. Hello.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. It seems Mercury retrograde's killing you tonight.
I know. It's like it's going chop, chip, chop, chirp. It's my first show. Oh, well, something's got to happen. What's your question, Melissa?
Any potential long-term relationship in my future?
Who is the old blonde? There's somebody from your past that was a blonde-haired person. They could return to you.
The guy I dated a few years ago was like a sandy, dirty brown. He said he was blonde, but I swear it was brown.
Oh, no. It's a nice guy and somebody that you've acquainted. And he's 2 years older than you. And he works with his hands. He has calloused hands. He wears work boots with, you know, the steel in them, steel-toed work boots.
Uh-huh.
So, and
nope.
You don't know who that is, but you've acquainted him. You know, maybe it was hi, and you were introduced at a party or something. And but, yeah, I see him coming in. Looks like spring and sprung, so this spring, you know, 2016 in spring.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Any changes with my job?
You're going to get a little raise. Not a lot, but it's a wee bit. You know, let's say wee bit, tiny, tiny.
A wee bit. Any opportunity to leave the position?
To leave this position?
Yes.
Not at the moment. I see you staying where you are for a while yet.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
And again, if you'd like to contact me privately, it's 561-333-5367. Hello, I hear somebody. Hello? Hello, 111. We'll try another 111. It's spinning. Hello, 111. Are you there? Hello? Okay, we'll try for 704. Hello, 704.
You just read me, but I'll go again.
Okay, sorry. Oops. Bad Kelly. All right. Hello, 111. Hello, 111, are you there? Hello? Hello? Well, okay, it looks like hello, 447. Hello, 447. Well, we'll talk about some more things. Well, when you do when you get a reading, you need to have your questions all in a row and get ready for your questions and ask, have it prepared so that you know what you're asking. And when you do a reading, it isn't exact science. It's what you see at the moment in time in that timeline continuum. And as you go along, things can change because you remember you always have free will. And free will, you can change your mind at any time. You take what is said, you pray about what you need, chuck the rest, what you don't know about, pray about it, and you got free will. There you go. Nothing's ever written in concrete. So that's how that works. Hello? 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 Hi.
Hi.
What's your question and what's your name?
My name is Sophia.
Sophia?
And the and the question that I have is, I am interested in two different gentlemen. And I know at the end of the day it's my choice, but I want to see if you can give me any guidance or
is
just
one a
spirit.
Silver-haired fox? is one a silver-haired fox?
No, they both have a little silver hair, but not completely.
Okay, salt and pepper hair, mustache.
Yeah, they
which
both
one is
do.
That? They both do. Oh,
they
lovely.
Both do. One dye his
and
hair,
and they're both
though,
about
he's
the same height, and one's about an inch higher.
Yes.
Oh, brother. Okay, you're making it hard. Hold on a minute.
The one that's
what about
the
names?
Call out a name to me.
Marty.
I think he's the funner of the two.
Yeah, he's fun.
And you get lit up more with him than the other. The other's tried and true blue. So it depends on which flavor you want.
Oh, Lord. And they both act differently. One is very affectionate, which I like, but the other one, not kind of sure how he feels. But
he's aloofy. The one's aloofy.
Mm-hmm, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So
good God, you're good.
The aloofy one I don't think will change because he's been aloofy and lone wolfy all his life. You know, and I have to tell everybody what happened to me. I got bumped off, guys, so if you wondered why the show was blank for a while, that's what happened. So, thought I ought to let you know. Mercury retro. But I think that you're going to go for the fun this time.
That's the loofy one. He's fun, but he's loofy.
He's
oh,
a loofy.
Oh, well, you know what? Hey, maybe I'll just take one day at a time.
You know, well, that's what dating's for. You don't got to marry it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right, Kelly Jo.
You know, and, you know, you could, you know, each one fulfills a different part. Too bad you can't
that
mold
is so
them
true.
Together. Too bad you can't mold them together.
Thank
bad
you,
reader.
Dear.
But I'm having fun reading you guys tonight. Thank you for calling in, everybody.
Thank
no,
you.
You're welcome, but I can't give you an answer because it's up to you. But you
that's
know,
fine.
Just
exactly.
Go and have
exactly.
fun, and you're gonna do. You have the freedom to go and do now. So allow yourself that, and then if you want to invite somebody to go on vacation with you, invite them.
Wow. I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Hello, 111. Try to call you again. Hello, 111.